but it's also a big boost for the Virgin Islands people, who I just love. You know, they've now had 15, going on 16 months of no cruise ships of 12,000 to 25,000 people coming in every day, right?
Wow.
And so it's just been a real difficult time. Now, they have been benefiting because of, you know, of Americans not being able to travel to many places. So, you know, they have just really done well the last few months with that. But still, there's, you know, there's a big, big hole there that we, you know, trying to fill. And I'm just trying to get the word out. Like I didn't know 20 years ago, where is the Virgin Islands? Holy smokes, you don't need a passport. You know, you get there from nonstop from about five or six different cities. And if you, especially if you go like late spring to fall, pretty economical. I mean, it's nice. And it's, you know, and for those that are concerned health-wise, concerned, you know, there's not good hospitals, you know, anybody that comes down there and sees that, I mean, that's why people come back, because they have just this, got this great vibe, and the food's great. They have, you know, some of the best beaches in the world, you know, are right there, and we're helping out our economy. So, you know, they serve in our military and such, and so just, and these people don't complain. I mean, they, you know, they just came out two Category 5 hurricanes in 17. They've been through this COVID for a year and a half, and you won't hear anybody say, "Woe is me." It's amazing. We could all learn from them on that. That's for darn sure.